media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. A candlelight vigil after a day of protests in Israel against Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza, where six hostages were just killed.
According to Israel's Ministry of Health, preliminary autopsy reports have found all six were shot in the head, with the Israeli military saying Hamas was responsible. The news of the killings triggered spontaneous mass demonstrations across Israel, including outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab in Jerusalem. The families of hostages continue to apply pressure, not just in Israel, but also in the U.S.
Orna Nutra's soon-to-be 23-year-old son, Omer Nutra, is still being held by Hamas.
It's time for the leaders to get this done and get them out. Enough is enough.
Omer's father, Ronan Nutra, is asking for help from America's political leaders.
We are calling on President Biden, on Vice President Harris, to do everything in their power to reach a deal and bring the hostages back.
Both were on CNN. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands of hotel workers began a three-day strike today, pressing for higher wages and increased staffing. CBS's Chanel Call tells us it came after contract talks failed with Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott.
With more contracts set to expire this year, we could see tens of thousands more union hospitality workers go on strike in the coming months. Some of the impacted hotels say they plan to stay open, but services could be modified or limited.
Tomorrow, Labor Day means travel for many Americans. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak with CBS News Philadelphia tells us if the weather is going to cooperate.
If you're
going to
be traveling on Monday, we have some hot but dry conditions out in the desert southwest, connecting through areas like L.A. and Phoenix. Not looking too bad. Texas, we're going to be talking about some massive flooding, and that could affect your travel for areas like Houston and Dallas. Southeast looking good. We have a couple of storms, but then from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast, things are looking great for those New York City airports. Looking awesome.
The road to the White House is getting pretty well traveled.
President Biden will join Harris for a Labor Day event on the trail in Pennsylvania. It'll be their first joint campaign event since the vice president became the Democratic nominee. Former President Trump heads back to Pennsylvania later this week.
CBS's Skylar Henry. 140 homes in Palos Verdes, California aren't safe after a nearby landslide. All power has been cut.
Every tough decision that we have to make, I can guarantee you we're not just doing it. If it's something we have to do, it is based on your safety.
That's L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna talking to the affected residents of those homes. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, sunshine 74 on Monday. Monday night, clear 48. Sunny and 75 for Tuesday, a little breezy. For Tuesday night, clear skies, a low of 50. Sunshine and 78 on your Wednesday. Currently 66 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house
a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. Our next tape will be our side B of the soundtrack sessions. Don't worry, it'll still make sense if you didn't hear side A. Over the next hour, we got tracks from Run DMC, Stone Temple Pilots, Chris Cornell, and a request thrown in there. Be sure to get us your requests. They help the process. Thank you very much to everybody out there for that. Get us your 90s requests at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or you can message us on Facebook or the Civic Media app. Track one takes us to 1997 and a modern classic in the John Cusack movie, Gross Point Blank. Oh, still love it. A film I've loved for many, many years. Great chance to see him and his sister Joan working together. Dan Aykroyd is a hitman, and the soundtrack is flawless. The centerpiece could be the Violent Femmes' Blister in the Sun. Originally recorded in 1983, in 97, John Cusack requested an updated version of the song, which led to the band recording a new, slower arrangement that featured saxophones, strings, and other instruments. This version of the song was dubbed Blister 2000. Here it is to kick off this week's WFHR's Unlabeled.
conversations kill, falling faster.
Stone Temple Pilots with Big Empty from one of the more influential, incredible soundtracks of all time, The Crow, 1994. Coming up, we have Alice in Chains, Rage Against the Machine, and a requested track. Keeping the momentum moving from the 1993 soundtrack Judgment Night, couple legends teaming up. It's Run DMC, Living Color, just me, myself, and my microphone on WFHR's Unlabeled. Yes, yes!
I think that's better, wacky. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Magic people, voodoo people. rise and shake the castle walls. Ring red, ride and black. Ride along, war is the common rider. Pick up your souls and fly. No comfort here, the light of night, the light of day so cold.
Amazing work there, the Ladies of Heart forming as the Lovemongers to cover the Led Zeppelin classic like only they can, The Battle of Evermore, from the 1992 soundtrack single. Before that, Prodigy with Voodoo People from the 96 soundtrack Hackers. Coming up, Rage, Chris Cornell, now a request from Billy out in Stevens Point from the 1992 soundtrack Reality Bites, a song she released without a record deal that is still playing today, Lisa Loeb with Stay on Unlabeled. Here at WFHR.
Since the day me cause you want me, and one day you let me go. You try to give away a keeper, or keep me cause you know you're just so scared to lose. You say, stay. You say,
grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. Mass protests erupted in Israel over Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza, sparked by the killing of six hostages held by Hamas. Omer Nitra is still being held. His mother was on CNN.
We feel that we're doing our share and praying and advocating and speaking up for them. It's time for the leaders to get this done and get them out. Enough is enough.
10,000 union hotel workers are on strike across the country. Jared Vinson is a bellman at Hilton Hawaiian Village Resort.
We are important to the economy of the state, and we feel like we've just been getting mistreated and taken advantage of since COVID, and we're fed up.
Republican calls continue for former President Donald Trump to get off name-calling.
Focus on the issues, Mr. President. Every poll says the same thing. The American people trust you with what matters the most to them. The economy, inflation, border security.
Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, sunshine 74 on Monday. Monday night, clear 48, sunny and 75 for Tuesday, a little breezy. For Tuesday night, clear skies, a low of 50, sunshine and 78 on your Wednesday.
Right now, it's 62.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
that one don't just wake you up, it keeps you up. Getting in barely at the end of the decade from 1999's Matrix soundtrack, Rage Against the Machine, Wake Up. Before that, we had Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me from U2 off the Batman Forever soundtrack. Alice in Chains was before that, What the Hell Have I from the Last Action Hero soundtrack. That's a blast from the past. Do you remember that one? Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We wrap up our soundtrack sessions with arguably the best and most influential soundtrack of the 90s, and certainly of all time, you could make the argument. Some years ago, we lost a legend in Chris Cornell. When he passed away, the first song I pulled up was this one we're going to play right here. I believe it shows his the power of his vocals, his passion, better than any other song that maybe he ever recorded. From the single soundtrack, here's Chris Cornell. Seasons. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for joining us on WFHR's Unlabeled.
To my world, and take me away.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.